The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Cruising through this glorious Tuesday and just about ready to be all done here. Before we do that, it's time for the entertainment drill, and it's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense systems. If you are a person who is wanting to defend yourself from the crazy stuff that goes on every single day in this world, well, then darn it all, that's the place to go.
Brady's driving.
And Brady's driving. You never know. Brady got into that last night.
Yeah.
Got into road rage last night. What happens if that guy gets out, starts making his moves? Got a weapon. He's got something. Brady's put himself in this terrible situation. Brady, what one thing could you have done to make it all go away? De-escalate the situation. Not get involved in the first place. Just let the guy be crazy around you. Don't add to it by being crazy yourself. That's what de-escalation is. Sometimes people around you piss you off to the point where you feel like, all right, I got to match this crazy. But you don't. You really don't. And you had your family in the car and everything else. You could have killed everyone. And I understand why. You're going through an awful lot. Girls basketball. You got a Paramore concert to look forward to.
Every week.
I think I'd want to run my car into a crazy person, too. But you can't. You just got to be a little bit more stable than that. It's not easy, but you learn a couple little subtle tricks there to make sure that's the case. Sometimes you can't de-escalate. Sometimes it's coming at you, and you better know what to do, and that's what they teach you. They've got the female self-defense course that's coming up here April 21st. A couple slots left. I talked to Jay and Josh and Tony and the gang yesterday, and they said, we do have a couple slots left, although that thing's just about sold out. The gun safety course that they're doing April 28th, that seminar still has some openings for you, and you can check it out at reactdefense.com, figure out how to get your CCW straight with that, learn a lot of things. And again, if you're a person who carries, and you're thinking, well, I don't need any of that, why not? Maybe you'll learn something you didn't know. It's not for you to go grade. It's for you to go, yeah, like you did. You went with me for 1 hour, and you're like, oh, geez, that's three things I should be doing differently. And you were pretty confident with how you were handling things. There's nothing wrong with having a little more knowledge if you're going to carry a weapon, especially that gun retention thing. Because I didn't know that's like an FBI stat, that a lot of people that carry have that gun used against them. And getting it away from somebody when they don't expect it. It's not as hard as you think. All sorts of drills where you got it holstered up and somebody tries to get it out of there with you. Or they tackle you and you don't expect it. Now you're in a fight and you got to protect the gun and yourself. It's amazing. And they put you through the ringer on that. And you go through it and you're like, wow, that is definitely healthy knowledge I can carry with me if I'm going to carry a gun. So CCW license available through that course as well. Check it all out, reactdefense.com. That's where you go. And then you'll be on your way to being part of Tactical Black Self-Defense. Brady, entertain me.
A poll asked people... if they have a positive or negative opinion on various celebrities, and the most highly regarded celebrities were
Paul Rudd, Tom Hanks,
in the top 10.
No,
Tom Hanks was 5.
Okay.
Sorry. Paul Rudd was not in there.
Celebrities we all love. The Rock.
Not in there.
Not on there. Wow. That's shocking. Well, who's on it?
Harry Styles and Martha Stewart. Tied at 10. They both got 74% positive. Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
Miley Cyrus.
Nicole Kidman, 80% positive.
You know, I have trouble sleeping. I just think of Taylor Swift and I go right out.
Adam Sandler, 82% positive. Then there's Tom Hanks and Lady Gaga.
Wow, they asked a bunch of people I don't get along with.
Chris Evans, George Clooney, got 90%.
I like Clooney.
Number 4 was Blake Lively. Married to Ryan Reynolds. She got 91%. Ryan Reynolds, number 3 at 92%. Dolly Parton, 95% positive. And who beat out Dolly Parton at number 1? It's a tie. Danny DeVito and Keanu Reeves.
Okay, this was just a joke thing. They asked 12 people, got a few answers, and just made a list. Nobody thinks of Danny DeVito first for most trustworthy and pleasant celebrity.
Louis De Palma from Taxi. Come on.
Louis, throw mama from the train guy. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And Keanu Reeves tied for number one. That's a joke study. They should have thrown that out.
Most negative, the top five, James Corden, Kylie Jenner, Ellen DeGeneres, and Adam Levine tied for third. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos were second.
Oh, it's one of
Mark
those.
Zuckerberg was first.
It's rich and pretty people are ugly. And Danny DeVito's number one on the other side. I get it.
Selma Hayek said she was typecast earlier in her career as sexy. I don't know.
Yeah.
How in the world
did that happen?
All she wanted was to be in a comedy. Didn't happen until she met Adam Sandler.
That's right. And she still hasn't done a comedy. She was in Adam Sandler movies, but comedies for me, one requirement is they're funny. So far, she's 0-for with those.
Yellowstone is ending this summer.
She's in Puss in Boots, even though it's not her. And those are hilarious.
Kevin Costner is catching some heat from his wife because he's been spending so much time at Yellowstone, and he's kind of done with it. So he says, let's end it. They are going to do a spinoff with Matthew McConaughey.
What wife okay with her husband going public with, my wife is just ear-beating me, I've got to quit this popular show you guys love so much? Like, what wife is all right with being that? Kevin Costner really thrilled.
A husband that agrees with his wife that I've been away for a long time.
She's still not happy with the way he delivered that. Nobody's like, yeah, my wife's really, she's all over me, so I got to quit. No wife wants to be the reason a guy left.
It's one of the reasons. The other reason is he's...
Right, you don't bring it up.
He's got his Western that he's filming, Horizon, right, and he's been spending a lot of time with that and Yellowstone.
He has to say it. Not, my wife's been pretty up my ass about this, so I got to leave Yellowstone. Be a man and say, you know what, I haven't seen the family in a long time. It's on. It's, I got to get back home.
Even if it's a lie, act like a man.
Act like a man, exactly. Huh?
I think she was the one.
That's what I'm saying. What kind of shrew is that that fires that off to a group of people that love the show, love him, and then he goes, yeah, I got to quit, guys. It's like your friend getting a call on the golf course on the 15th hole.
You better get home the next hour or so.
Guys, got to go. Got to go.
I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but Questlove revealed that Will Smith was supposed to make a surprise appearance during the Grammys hip hop celebration, but they started filming Bad Boys 4.
That's why.
And he couldn't make it.
Good.
Would have been interesting.
He shouldn't do award shows for a while. He's not allowed at one of them.
I think that's kind of what he's going for.
He might have.
He's I'm filming.
They might have invited him, and he's like, oh, I'm busy.
Linkin Park's releasing a new song on Friday called Lost. It's an outtake from their 2003 album, Meteora.
Oh, so they just patched up some old tape?
Chester's in it.
Yeah.
That's no other reason to listen to it.
Yeah, there's those moments right now, and then it'll be the, like I always make the joke, it's like eventually they'll get desperate and you'll hear a Chester Bennington, leave your name at the beep. They find old tapes of, like, you know, as answering machine, and they make songs out of it.
It's like the old VHS tapes they used to put the director's cut and the deleted scenes. It's like, what? It's a good thing those weren't in the movie. They sucked.
They ruined it.
Yeah.
You'll laugh at this. Kiss manager had to explain to people because they're accusing Paul Stanley of lip syncing in the concert. So he's not lip syncing. He's singing along with backing tracks.
Yeah.
He goes, so he is actually singing.
Oh, I prefer that. Songs. Last thing I want to hear is raw Kiss. Yuck. Play the album. Dance around. Now your 80-year-old body's looking like mine, run up and down the thing with your foam monster outfits. Well, that might be the worst concert I've ever been to. It's a top fiver. Terrible. Terrible. And Paul Stanley couldn't sing a note that night, so I'd have preferred backing vocals. He was kind of sick or something.
My hat trick in.
Didn't even take the time to change the graphic in the beginning of the concert as the satellite dish honed in down onto Phoenix to the Kiss spaceship was landing at jobbing.com arena, which it hasn't been called for 10 years. Like, you guys didn't even change the graphic from the last Kiss show that I didn't want to see.
Well, we were talking to
terrible.
They didn't want to spend the
Craig
money.
Craig Gass yesterday.
It's true.
Kiss modified the S's when they played in Germany.
Yeah, because it was looks like the Blitzkrieg. Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, let's get the hell out of here. Shall we? The lovely and beautiful Larry McFeely's coming up in just moments. I think he's got Chili Peppers tickets for you. I think I heard that. We've got those, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to hand those out later in the week as it progresses. Easy enough.
Give it away. Give it away
again,
now.
Again, if you don't have to be downtown, don't, Brady.
Paramore. Let's go to Paramore.
Let's go to Paramore with your daughter, who you can't say no to.
Fired up for it.
Poof. She better bring the 50s
no man
for parking.
Ever.
Oh, by the way, I got an email that said my daughter's going with her friend, and he's flying in from Pennsylvania. And I said, would they mind taking Kirby to Paramore?
Got room for one more?
And she says, I don't see why not.
There you go.
All right.
You're out.
You got a free driver. They're paying for parking. Kirby probably has to buy a couple of soda pops for these two.
Do it, Brady.
I'm going to arrange this.
But then Kirby would be without me for the night.
Do it.
Well, that could work out.
All right. We'll set that up. Good people, too. I know this person. They're willing to take the whole Paramore burden off your hands. Could you actually look Kirby in the eye and go, Daddy doesn't really want to go?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. You're looking at me with a lie face.
No, like, and she'd cry.
If we were playing poker right now and I just pushed all my chips, that guy's lying. There's no way. That's the biggest tell I've ever seen. You could look her in the eye and go, Daddy doesn't want to go to Paramore at all. Find someone else to go with.
Yeah. Yeah, I got someone for you,
you believe
to go.
It?
No.
Do you he's believe saying a that now that? Because we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's talking to me.
No, that I don't want to go.
No, no, no. Could you want to go.
Not really.
No, because you, Brady, if you kind listen to the tape of yourself and you're like, that's me Thursday, Kirby. Like, it wasn't like an excited, I can't wait to go see Paramore. Could you look her in the eyes and say, Daddy doesn't want to go see Paramore. Find someone else to go with.
That's no.
Just the idea eats him alive.
But then Kirby would hear a negative from Pop Pop. Oh, I can't make her a cutter.
It's kind of dad I am.
I'll cut myself too.
Yeah. Danger, Daddy. He's going to be at the table next to her first date.
We got a hoop game that day, that afternoon, and Paramore.
You got to watch girls basketball and Paramore in the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, it's been nice knowing you. We'll have Ozzy in here Friday. He's healthier than you will be. That's it. Larry's next. You guys have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning sickness. So long.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.